Now, more of Illinois Rising, presented by the Illinois Policy Institute, the only show directly addressing the problems and solutions for Illinois. Now, here's Dan Proft.
Dan Proft back with Ted Dabrowski, Vice President of Policy at the Illinois Policy Institute. And Ted, big 4th of July plans Monday?
Yeah, just little Cubs and a lot of fun with family and perhaps some fireworks.
You should take a look at the study that was done by Grammarly that finds that White Sox fans are smarter than Cubs fans. They make fewer mistakes per 100 words than Cubs fans do. I just thought I'd direct your attention to that as a, a more well-spoken Sox fan.
I'll take that into consideration.
Something for you to aspire to.
I also heard there's poetry in the...
Poetry readings, yes, they're paying off. So you're going to... No Cubs game, no fireworks at Wrigley Field. We do have fireworks at Comiskey when Todd Frazier hits a home run, but that's limited because outside of Comiskey Park, no fireworks allowed, no fireworks for consumers in the state of Illinois. Illinois, one of only seven states to prohibit the sale of fireworks. And I'll tell you what that turns out to be. Great news for people who own fireworks businesses across the border in Indiana. And we're happy to be joined by one such individual. His name is Chris Zambo. He's the owner of the appropriately titled Dynamite Fireworks in Hammond, Indiana. My best Jimmy Walker impersonation. Chris, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Appreciate the opportunity.
So the ban on the purchase of fireworks in Illinois is has been good news for your business and continues to be, I presume?
Sure. We can't deny that. Roughly 60% of our business comes from over the Illinois border.
And so what would happen to your business, do you think, if... say, for example, in the south suburbs, a fireworks outfit were allowed to open up in the state of Illinois?
Well, that's an excellent question. I think, first off, fireworks have been legal in Indiana for just over 10 years now. The market's expanded every year. But there's a relationship that gets built with the clientele. It becomes a trust issue. You go back to the stores that you trust to have the highest quality and the safety that you want for the family. And even if stores were to open, you know, fireworks were to go legal in Illinois, I think it would take time before it would even impact the relatively small number of fireworks stores in Indiana.
Well, so Chris, I imagine that that's a key point, you having those relationships. But I also imagine that people crossing the border to buy gasoline, beer, cigarettes, all that also brings you some traffic. There's a lot of people who leave Southside Chicago or Chicago in general to go buy things in Indiana. Is that benefiting you as well?
Yeah, it's 100% true, guys. The liquor sales, the gas station sales, cigarette sales, conveniently enough, you know, on the border here, you got a high concentration of all those, and all the fireworks stores kind of mix in with those. So we do get a lot of traffic from those businesses. In addition, though, the Illinoisans and even Wisconsin folks and Iowa folks making the trip do spend a lot of money on other businesses in Indiana when they get here because they're eating at the restaurants and even shopping at the grocery stores and the local Walmarts. So we do refer to it as fireworks tourism.
Yeah, playing some cards over at the Horseshoe, perhaps, as well. According to the Chicago Tribune, Indiana has gained about $2.5 million in tax revenue each year since it loosened its fireworks laws, as you said, about 10 years ago, and levied a 5% fee on sales. We actually had a state senator who's introduced a bill that would have legalized fireworks that are banned under state law and levied an additional 3.75% sales tax upon them. But you make the point that, when it's relatively competitive in terms of price, you go where you have a relationship. So even if that happened tomorrow in Illinois, which is unlikely, you're going to be, and you and the small group of fireworks purveyors in Indiana are going to be okay.
I agree 100%. You know, we've been in business at this store for over 20 years, and my family's been in the business for 40 years, so we definitely have a reputation. A lot of the major stores here, you know, again, for the safety-oriented consumer, want to stick with who they know because you're dealing with a device that could be dangerous, especially if you don't know what you're doing. You're only doing it once a year. So you want that good advice. You want the quality product that's not going to backfire. But if done right, and if done with a quality, store behind you, it could be extremely fun and, you know, have really fabulous results.
So to the, you know, the argument of those that support a ban is always the safety argument, right? And so how do you, I mean, you've given some indication, but how do you respond from a policy perspective to the safety argument? Is there any evidence that, say, Illinoisans who buy fireworks in Indiana and come over here to deploy them are any safer than than Hoosiers who do the same things legally in Indiana?
I think that's an excellent point. It definitely comes down to the user. It comes down to the devices you buy. If you buy high quality, it comes down to the user using, you know, common sense, you know, and having some familiarity with these items, not pushing beyond their limits of knowledge or expertise. But I will tell you that the government, the federal government, has stepped in with a ton of laws on fireworks and fireworks safety over the last few years. The Consumer Protection Safety Commission regulates things like wick speed and design, and, you know, the industry has responded appropriately. The fireworks are much safer than they were 10 years ago. The wicks are a lot longer. They're slower burning. And even sparklers have moved away from metal sparklers, where most of the burns would come from, to wood stick sparklers. So, it's taken out a lot of the risk. Not all of it, but definitely a lot of the risk has been mitigated.
No, but it's still good advice, per the Darwin Awards, to not blow off M80s in your hand, I presume. All right, he's Chris Zambo, the owner of Dynamite Fireworks in Hammond, Indiana. Chris, thanks for joining us. Have a safe and successful 4th.
Thanks, guys. Happy 4th of July.